We're taking a second to talk with a couple WDC NHS members, Ella Strowing and Allie Pavick, as they're getting ready for the Wadena Deer Creek 2023 Day of Caring. And girls, just introduce yourselves and talk a little bit about what Day of Caring is.
Yeah, so my name is Ella Strowing. I'm a National Honor Society member at Wadena Deer Creek High School.
And I'm Allie Pavick, and I'm also a WDC National Honor Society member.
We're getting really excited for this project coming up. It is our annual Day of Caring, where we send all 9th through 12th grade students out into the community to do yard work, such as raking yards, cleaning out flower beds, and also washing some windows.
Yeah, Day of Caring is a day set aside for the WDC students to give back to their community by volunteering to help people with any outdoor cleanup projects.
All right, awesome. And, you know, with this event, how long have you girls been a part of it? Do you know how long Wadena Deer Creek has done it? And just how many people do you have right now signed on to have you guys come to their places and help clean it up a little bit?
Yeah, so I think right now we have around 40 jobs signed up. As far as I know, I always remember Day of Caring being like you walk into the school and you see all the bigger kids doing it. So it was always something we've looked forward to. And I don't know exactly how many years, but it's definitely been going on for a while.
Yeah, and we've been able to, you know, as a high schooler, you start as a 9th grader just helping out the jobs in 10th grade. And then our junior and senior year, we were both were NHS members, so we were able to lead our own groups and be more involved. And now our senior year, we're able to co-lead this together.
And, you know, like you said, you get to lead and co-lead. What does that entail and how rewarding of an experience is it for you two?
It's been a very rewarding experience even thus far, and we're not even to the actual Day of Caring yet. You know, just talking to community members and seeing how grateful they really are for this service project. And so we've been, you know, accepting the calls, writing them down, calling businesses, asking for donations. It entails all kinds of things, and it's definitely been a challenge to juggle everything, but so rewarding, and the payoff is just, it's really grateful to see that.
Yeah, I agree with Ella. It is so rewarding, and you don't realize how much planning there is to go into this, and I mean, it is definitely an extensive event, and there's just a lot to go into it.
And with when you get to a project, I guess, what's the timeline of when you get to school and when you get to a place and how long are you there? What is the Day of Caring typically entail from start to finish?
Yeah, so we'll arrive at the school, all the students, and we'll send them out either on buses if they're headed to Deer Creek or Bluffton. And then after that, everyone else will, you know, walk on foot out into town, and they will have their list of jobs that they are scheduled to complete, and they'll get those done.
Yeah, and last year we had 35 student crews, and we had about 115 projects in Wadena, Deer Creek, Bluffton, and all areas in between.
And so how many students are involved in a crew, and what grade level are the students involved doing this?
Yeah, so usually we have around 30 to 40 crews, and each crew typically consists of, I would say, 6 to 10 people, and they're all mixed ages and genders, so we get a good variety in there. And the students are able to request some friends to be with, so they're not just going out and raking, they're having fun with their friends while serving the community.
Yeah, and this is a high school event, so it's 9 through 12, so it's something that the junior high can't participate in quite yet, but it's something I remember always looking forward to,
for sure.
And both of you have mentioned the rewarding experience for you guys, but what's it like to see your fellow students enjoying and helping people out, and what's it like to see the faces of the people you're helping out and just and kind of showing that community support?
Yeah, it's been really awesome so far. You know, I received a phone call once for a sign up for one of the jobs, and the next day I had gone to the bank, actually, and turns out that was one of the gals that had signed up. So just seeing how grateful these people are, and, you know, you're really getting involved with people that you can actually see and meet. And then once the actual Day of Caring arrives, you know, it's getting out there, and you've had this project in the works for so long, and seeing it play out is a really cool experience.
Yeah, and our community does so much for us, and this is just one day that we can set aside to give back to our community. And it's just the little things that they do that, yeah, it's just so rewarding that we can give back to them.
Yeah, and I'd also add that I think it's a good experience for all of our classmates as well, because you get to the spring and everybody wants to get outside and the weather's so nice. So our day of caring is really an experience where we get to do that, and everyone gets to spend that time outside and get a break from the classroom.
And with that day of caring, are you guys still accepting more jobs? And if so, where can they reach out to make sure that that can get done?
Yeah, we are definitely still accepting more jobs. Currently, we have about 40 signed up, like I said. So we'll have a cutoff date of April 19th for signups. And if you would like to sign up, you can call the Day of Caring phone number, which is 218-632-2444.
And then again, that number is 218-632-2444. And with that, you make sure to leave a message with your name, address, phone number, and a brief description of what you would like to help with.
All right, awesome. And last question, just one more time. What day is Day of Caring?
So our Day of Caring this year will be held on Wednesday, April 26th.
All right, perfect. We're talking with Ella Strohing and Allie Pavic, two NHS members at Wadena Deer Creek, who are helping lead the charge for the Day of Caring coming up at Wadena Deer Creek and the surrounding area as well. It was great to talk with you girls and get some more information on this really awesome thing that you're doing, and wish you guys the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, CJ. Have a great day.
Wednesday, April 25th is that WDC Day of Caring, where the 9 through 12 students at the school will be out helping community members with whatever projects they need. And if you want to request a project for those high school students to come help you with, and you need to get that in by April 19th, call the WDC school for more information. If you missed any part of this interview, you can check it out on our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD or Superstation K106 Facebook pages.